Oh my gosh. If I miss one more stupid layup... Are you kidding me? I swear to God, if Lexi steps on my foot one more time... Get back on defense! Man, I just cannot make a shot today.
Kate, get out of your head and get back in the play. You're fine. Next play.
Whatever. As long as you quit fouling me, that would be great. Then maybe I could. And pass the ball next time.
You guys need to stop arguing and actually talk to get on the same page. You need to get together. We have a game tomorrow. Hold each other accountable.
You hear your coach say the word accountability all the time. But do you really know what it actually means? Like, do you know how to use it in your everyday life? Whether it's in your sport or talking about schoolwork? I know I've had these thoughts before, and I'm sure I'm not alone. But then my old basketball coach gave the team a piece of paper that changed my whole attitude about the game. Hey everybody, welcome to my new podcast called The Inspiration Station. I'm Reagan Hune, the conductor of this train to an inspiring destination. Now, keep in mind, not everyone will have the same destination and the same way of getting there. But the one thing that should stay the same throughout this journey is the positivity that spread along the way. Last year, before my assistant basketball coach, Alex Guyton, left to coach at Eastern Illinois, she would always tell us to be accountable of each other. She quickly noticed we had no idea what that really meant. So she gave us all a piece of paper. Here's what it said. Taking ownership for my own range of choices, acknowledging that I am the chooser of my own attitudes, behaviors, and actions. Okay, well now you're saying, what in the world does that mean? To help you understand the ins and outs of accountability, I'll break it down to the do's and don'ts. Let's start with the don'ts. Don't wait and hope the problem at hand will solve itself. Everybody sees the problem, but what's going to separate you from the rest is to take action. Don't stand around with the rest and say, you know, somebody should do something. Well, why can't that somebody be you? Take the first step in solving the problem. An example would be during a basketball practice and no one is talking. There's low energy, everyone is sluggish and just going through the motions. You can be that person to encourage everybody. You can be the motivator. You can set that example instead of continuing to have zero energy and continuing to wait for someone else to be the motivator. Don't blame yourself. Now, I'm not saying not to take ownership. No, that's actually one of the do's. Don't blame yourself and yourself alone. Sports and life really is a group effort. Do not feel guilty for that last turnover. Instead, you need to take that bad play, learn from your mistake, and create a good play. Because I know from prior experience as a basketball player, the longer I dwell on the turnover I made, the worse that I played. Don't blame others. The blame game isn't the way to go either. If something goes wrong or your team loses, you can't just say, ugh, it's their fault. Because that's not going to solve anything. It's in the past and you've got to learn from it in order to move forward. Think of it this way. Sure, you could point a finger at one of your teammates, but look at your hand. There are three more fingers pointing back at you. Now, we're going to jump over to the do's of accountability. Do, accept ownership. You need to understand that you matter. You matter even when you think you don't. There are more people who care about you than you think. That's why when something goes wrong, people get on your head or chew you out, but that's only because they care about you and they know what you're capable of. So if you mess up, own up to it. Learn from it and go to the next play. Another do on how to be accountable is to acknowledge the situation and take action. Taking the first step and calling to action is a very important step to being accountable. Like I've said before, we all see the situation, but who's going to step up and make an impact on the problem? And when you do, you have to find a way to get your message across in a tone that is respectable. That is the moment when people will take you seriously as an accountable leader. The last do is to find a solution. In some cases, it's not going to be easy. But what you got to understand is that you cannot do it alone. You may seem like you're the only one who could solve the problem, but while you have a mind of your own and you make your own decisions, you also have to respect and apply your teammates' input too. The problem will not get solved if you have the "it's my way or the highway" mentality. Be open-minded and find new ways to solve that one problem. Now that we've switched tracks between the do's and the don'ts of being accountable, it's up to you to decide how well you use it. Remember to not blame others or yourself, and to not wait around and let the problem get worse. And remember to have ownership, recognize the problem, and then find the solution.
Hey, there we go, Blue. Good job, Jesse. Way to close out. Hey, make sure you rotate next time. But good job, girl. High five.
Okay, thanks. Got it. And hey, don't worry about that last play, Kate. You just gotta learn from it, and don't let Coach get in your head. Oh, and good steal earlier, too.
Stay tuned for our next stop on how to deal with toxic teammates. Also, check out WHJE.com to listen to more podcasts like this, or search WHJE on iTunes. I'm Reagan Hune, and this has been The Inspiration Station.